Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. You're listening to special coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings and last night's dramatic arrest of a suspect in those bombings. 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev is in custody. He's at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center right now in serious condition after he was discovered in a boat in a backyard in Watertown after a long dramatic day of essential lockdown in Greater Boston. And what comes next is the question. And another question is, why would someone do something like this? But in terms of what comes next, we want to talk with a defense lawyer. He's Brad Bailey. He's with Denner Pellegrino in Boston, the law firm Denner Pellegrino. It's a firm that defends people in legal matters involving the U.S. Defense Department and Department of Homeland Security. And we thought we would ask him about potential charges in this case. Good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if you can sort of outline a case like this. When someone is arrested like this, are they immediately charged with terrorism? What are the legal charges in a case like this?
Well, that's something that's under consideration and has been since the start of this whole tragic incident. I think this case is almost certainly and clearly going to go federal. And if it does go federal, there are going to be charges both under the terrorism chapter of the United States Code and also under the explosives chapter of the United States Code, both of which carry very strict and severe penalties, and both of which have applicability to the facts and the circumstances of this case, at least as we've been all made aware through news reports and media.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of reports last night that the suspect, Johar Tsarnaev, was not read his, he would not have Miranda rights. What does that mean?
Well, that's simply something that has to do with any statements that may be used against him in court, and being advised of your right to an attorney and the right to remain silent. So if he is subject to interrogation and questioning, any statements that are the product of that while somebody is in custody must be knowing and voluntary, and the knowing and voluntary test is based on whether or not you're informed of your rights. Whether he was in any kind of condition to have any type of questioning, interrogation, or anything is something that I don't think any of us know about yet.
I think one of the things that U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz said last night in relation to the Miranda rights is that, in her view, in cases like this, a suspect in a terrorism case, a suspect does not have to be read his or her Miranda rights. Is that correct?
Well, there are certain, as you're all aware of, there are certain exceptions that are made in terror cases, and those have come to us through the Patriot Act. And whether or not that's going to be what's done in this case, I would think that the prosecutors want to be as tight and have as airtight a case as they possibly could, and so would take precautions anyway.
Let me ask you briefly, if I might, one of the other things that Carmen Ortiz, the U.S. attorney, was asked last night in that post-arrest news conference was whether or not she thought this will be a capital case, a federal capital case, a death penalty case. And she basically deferred answering the question, saying that at some point they'll consider that. And then the attorney general, the U.S. attorney general, Eric Holder, will make that decision. Do you think it's likely that this will be a capital case, a death penalty case?
Well, this office in Boston already had a capital case with Gary Lee Sampson, and that was a lone individual with three deaths resulting. I can't imagine that it's not going to be very seriously considered, and it's in all likelihood going to be the call of the United States Attorney General. The death penalty is applicable both under the Terrorism Act provision for detonating or exploding a bomb in a public place where death has resulted, or for maliciously exploding a bomb that damages or destroys a building where death results. Either way, death penalty can be applicable, and also there were peace officers and police officers who were aiding an investigation here, who one particularly from MIT who was killed. And So there's a whole myriad of ways that it can apply here.
What do defense attorneys do to prepare for a case like this? I mean, he's obviously, already tried, really, in terms of the public opinion. What do you do as a defense lawyer here? Do you try to look at the strength of how federal terrorism laws apply in this case, or what would you look at, do you think?
Well, it's certainly going to be a real challenge to whomever has this case, and you're spot on in terms of looking at whether the right charges and the elements of those charges can be proved, and the charges are proper. You're looking at whether or not there's a piling on here, an excessiveness. It's possible you're playing right out of the box for some level of mitigation in terms of what's the best I can do for my client given what could be overwhelming evidence. But cases tend to go wherever the charges and the evidence takes them.
So for that reason, if the defense is going to take a very hard look at the nature of the charges brought against the suspect, do you think then, and I need a quick answer to this, do you think then that it may be a while before we hear what the charges are from federal authorities as they understand that and therefore are very careful in deciding how to proceed themselves?
Well, there are certain time provisions by which if he's in custody, he has to be charged. He's in the hospital right now. He doesn't have an initial appearance right immediately under federal law. But there will be some time to decide the proper charges, and they can change and they can be superseded.
All right. Defense Attorney Brad Bailey with the Boston law firm Denner Pellegrino. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you both.